Now then, county councillors around the country will get an €8,000 a year pay rise from the 1st of July. Cabinet ministers will be asked to approve implementation of the Moorhead report. They went out to a body to ask, do the councillors deserve it? And they came back and they said they recommended a 50% pay rise. They're currently paid €17,000 a year, but this will rise to €25,000 a year over the summer time. So what do you think? Do our local councillors deserve a pay rise? One particular text in: I was absolutely appalled when I heard it on your news about pay rise for councillors. They don't deserve it. What did they do? The roads around Wicklow are falling asunder. The ditches are overgrown. It's an absolute nonsense. There will be anarchy. Well, let's talk to two of our councillors, Fine Gael councillor Irene Winters and independent councillor Tom Fortune. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Doctor.
Morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Why is this deserved, Irene?
I would say that councillors, well, our, first of all, so that people know what we actually earn. We earn a salary of just below 17,000 a year, which is sort of half the minimum wage. I would say that I would know that I put in probably 30, 35 hours a week into my work as a councillor, between reading reports, attending meetings, talking to constituents, talking to community groups, travelling around to see different things that people have asked me. It's been different this year because of COVID, but I am 17, or since 2004, so what's that, 15, 16 years a councillor, and other than the COVID restrictions, I would say that I had been out probably 5 to 6 nights a week, along with seeing people in the morning, trying to get your job done during the day. It has been very, very time consuming. And if you just look at the amount of people that we would meet in the course of the week, community groups who are looking for funding, who are looking for stuff to be done, that is all done through a councillor. So, yeah, I think 17,000 is too low a pay for us.
And what about, Tom, you know, it's a job on top of a job. It's a part-time job. Many people see it as a leg up towards maybe national politics, so it's something to do in the meantime.
No, I don't think that's a fair reflection of it at all. A lot of councillors now are working full-time. It's actually a full-time role, and many councillors over the years, even before I became a councillor, listening to some of the people that were there before me, they were working a job in some cases, and they were also working the 30 or 35 or 40 hours on top of that as a public servant. And Declan, Irene made the reference to councillors being paid half the minimum wage. I mean, if any other group in society were treated the way councillors are treated, it'd be banner headlines, it'd be on primetime television and all that kind of stuff. That doesn't happen. And to be fair, you take it's not even a salary, it's called an allowance. And out of that allowance then, councillors are putting ads and getting themselves supported. So at the end of the day, it's a very, very small figure. And if you hadn't got something to kind of subsidise it, you wouldn't be able to live. And when you compare the workload, and Irene, I won't repeat what Irene has said, Irene has described the workload very, very well. When you compare the workload of a councillor to a backbench TD or an opposition TD, I mean, the workload are practically the very same. But the package a TD would be on in that scenario, with salary expenses and staff and offices, probably comes in at about $380,000 a year. So, I mean, I think it's way beyond time. And this particular councillor situation has been kicked around for the last 6 years. And there's been increases in the meantime for TDs. There's been increases for special advisors and all kinds of carry on. And I can speak personally, and I know the work Arlene does and all other councillors. We work very, very hard. I mean, even in COVID. I mean, yesterday, for example, when I started work at 8:30, I was busy with emails and phone calls. Then I had a Zoom. Then I had another Zoom at 2:00 that went on to 6:30. And I had another Zoom at 7:00 that went on to 8:15. And then I did more bits and pieces after that. So the point I'm making in saying that is that councillors work very, very hard. And I can assure the public, Declan, based on my own experience, if councillors weren't there, a lot of the public would suffer greatly, because councillors act on behalf of the public as an intermediary between the system and the public. And the system is very difficult to manage.
Irene, it's judging by text coming in, people want to see more evidence of it because they do look to street lights and footpaths and roads and hedges and all sorts of things, and they say, what are these blooming councillors doing?
Well, in relation to street lights, what I would say is that a contract was signed with Airtricity, and only for the councillors, and the way that we have fought on behalf of the constituents to actually get them repaired and get them done, and have called Airtricity in. And I mean, I know it's still a disgrace, but there wouldn't even be half of those working. We have literally pounded on the door. We have brought Airtricity into the council, county chamber, to actually ask them, what are you doing? Why is your service so bad? And that's the councillors doing that. It's not the officials.
And Tom, just on this, councillors, there's 32 councillors in Wicklow. Mm-hmm. You know, are we duplicating a lot of stuff? You know, could half the number of councillors actually do what's necessary?
No, I don't think so. The number of councillors was greatly reduced only a short few years ago. And at the end of the day, if you take even where I am a councillor in the Greystones district, there's 26,000 people in that area, and you have six elected members, and then we represent that district then on the main council. And honestly, Declan, I mean, I would have no problem sitting down with anybody in any forum and going through my diary and going through the workload we do. And I think I'm just typical. I think all councillors do that. And I think there is a misunderstanding, because when people ring me as a councillor, in lots of cases they think they're ringing a TD. So they tend to put us on the very same pedestal as a TD. And as another councillor friend of mine was saying to me recently, isn't that brilliant? Wouldn't it be great if they paid us accordingly? So, Declan, this thing is just overdue. And as I said to you at the start of my comments to you, if any other group in society was being treated that from a remuneration point of view, like councillors, there'd be murder. They'd be talking about it, as I said to you, on prime time. It'd be in the headlines in the papers. Instead of that, they try and treat the councillors as a bit of a joke. But they work for 35, 40 hours a week. And I know this all over the country.
Just to say to both of you, a bit of convincing to do, people blaming you for everything, like overflown bins and all the footpaths, as I said, and other things going on. And there's not really great endorsement for you on this one. So a bit of work to do, and other people saying community groups work night and day to achieve things and they don't get a salary. Listen, got to leave it there. Thank you both. Independent Councillor Tom Fortune.
Declan, that's a big debate.
Irene Winters. Thank you very much indeed. Okay, morning show.